Hey everybody, welcome to Sight Unseen. I am your host, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew, coming to you live on mtradio.net here in the beautiful, beautiful city of Billings in Big Sky Country, Montana. Wonderful to have you guys tuning in on this fabulous Wednesday. Fabulous Wednesday. Wow, what a day, you guys. Holy cow. I don't know about y'all, but it was a bit of an emotional rodeo today for people. I was noticing out in the ethers today that, my God, man, big, heavy issues coming up for folks and directional issues and, oh, my God, what's my life purpose issues and just big stuff today. So if you were experiencing that today, I am sorry. I am giving you a hug on the airwaves here from MontanaRadio.net. Just letting you guys know that your angels have your back. People that love you have your back. You can always reach out and find people to listen if you find that you're in a corner of desperation. I could write a song about that. My God, that sounds like a Jim Croce song. Never mind. That's weird. If you're in a corner of desperation. We actually have a fantastic show tonight, you guys, aside from my innate goofiness this evening. I really seriously was completely hit upside the head with the heavy stick today. Mostly emotional heavy stuff that came up in readings for people today and whatnot. And wow, what an unbelievable, smattering of what people are going through right now. We have a really fantastic show ahead for you. We're going to be talking about weird weather patterns. What in the dickens is up with planet Earth? Why is this happening? What's going on? And we're also going to be talking about the nature of angels. What are they? How do they help you out? Do they help you out? Do they want to help you out? Do they have to help you out? I don't know. Maybe it's like a weird God bondage thing. Who knows? So we're going to talk about angels and how they play into your life, as well as bizarre weather patterns. And remember, you guys, this is a very caller-friendly show. I've received a lot of emails from many of you this past week talking about the fact that you're used to me on Haunted Playground and other shows that really didn't have the opportunity for callers to be able to call in. But we are very caller-friendly here at mtradio.net up in Big Sky Country of Montana. We are all about the freedom of speech, and we'd like to hear your speech too. So don't forget to give me a call throughout the show with your comments and your questions, and of course, call up with your psychic questions towards the end of the show. That number is 406-545-4496. That's 406-545-4496. First topic up on Sight Unseen today, we're going to talk about the weird weather patterns. Weird weather. Weird. You know, I'll tell you what. Obviously, we've got some global warming issues, and there are people out there who actually believe that there's no such thing as global warming. And that kills me. That just freaking kills me. Whether we induced the warming or not, you guys, okay, the Earth is getting hotter. They have documented proof of the Earth getting hotter from satellites. And it's not just, well, it's kind of a cycle we're in, see, and every time the Earth gets a little bit hot and the glaciers melt and the dinosaurs come back. And you guys, we have accelerated the heating of the Earth. Let's just be real for 5 freaking seconds. Let's have some accountability and take some responsibility for the fact that barfing tons and tons of carbon crud into the atmosphere has created a greenhouse effect. Now, it's not to say that this couldn't have happened before. Maybe there was a lot of geothermal whatever in the atmosphere at another time, and all these volcanoes burped up a lot of carbon, and we had the same thing going on. Regardless of that, we are the impetus for the reason that, are you hearing me? Our global warming is accelerating to the scope it is accelerating. This may be a pattern the Earth goes through. Okay, actually talking to the angelic life in the studio here, apparently this is a pattern that the Earth grows through, but we actually have accelerated this one hugely. And thanks to our industrial revolution, and for some reason we're still burning coal. Hey, really, you guys, do we live in 1716? Why are we burning this wad of black compressed carbon that we pull out of the ground as a major energy source? I mean, we've got solar, we've got tidal turbines, we have turbines we can even drop in a river. And I mean, we have got so many other alternatives. And obviously that has to do with the, you know, the man and the big dollar and all that good stuff, where none of us are stupid out there. However, the weird weather is in part due, not in whole, but in part due to the fact that we're heating our planet up. And as we heat our planet up, of course, it melts the glaciers. And we've all seen the Al Gore movie, and we all know how it works. And we all know how the tidal, the currents are actually being affected by the fact that there's a lot more fresh water into the ocean. And this isn't a big doom and gloom thing, you guys. This is just what's going on right now. I mean, I think a healthy dose of reality that's not doom and gloom, but is just actually what's happening is healthy, okay? So here we've got this weird heated globe. And we've heated this globe, and we've accelerated the heating of this globe. And our weather is just getting old west. I mean, back in 2010 on Haunted Playground on LA Talk Radio, I was with Sheena Metal on that show. And we were talking about how coming up in the next several years, the weather was going to get really crazy. Now, obviously, anybody who follows global warming can say that because that's not really a psychic thing per se, except I kept seeing dual tornadoes and huge tornadoes. And just recently, that were obviously coming into effect in this time frame. But I've seen that years ago. And what I'm looking at right now is these weather patterns that are blowing out and are going to blow out into ridiculously just inconvenient proportions. Okay, that's the best way I can put it to you. Inconvenient proportions. One of the things that I'm looking at this year is coming into our hurricane season is going to be just flipping old west out there on the East Coast. So any of my East Coast listeners, you guys, that's not to scare you. It's just to say, make sure you have extra candles, have a few extra blankets, have a few extra bottles of water, and a few cans of food laying around, that if you do lose power for elongated times or fresh water, actually, I see water being a huge issue on the East Coast this year with the hurricane season that we're going to be rolling through. The hurricane season seems to be coming late this year. I don't know why, but just looking ahead in the ethers. And the scope of the hurricanes that are coming are just humongous. I saw this hurricane coming. And if you could imagine, just kind of like, you know, like when you give somebody thumbs down at a gladiator event, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down when your thumb's right out in front of you. So stick your thumb out in front of you like you're doing thumbs down. I want you to pretend your thumb is actually Florida, okay? And then I want you to make a C with your other hand, and I want you to fit your thumb in between that C. I keep seeing this humongous hurricane that is coming up, and it's so big that it's on either side of Florida. Florida barely breaks it apart. It falls into two storm cells. Once it goes, it has enough inertia to just basically, you know, eat Florida, the entire state, and then breaks off into two different storm cells. And one goes Gulf side, and one just really rips up the coast like a weed eater. And they call it a mega storm. They don't call it a superstorm. They're calling it a mega storm. So this is coming, all right? So why just sit there and say, well, I don't know. I wonder what happens in a hurricane. You guys, make sure that you've got some supplies, okay? We cannot stop Mother Nature at this point. I'm not trying to frighten anybody to death. I'm trying to give you a shot across the bow to say we've got some really weird weather. And it would really behoove anybody living on the eastern seaboard. Nobody's going to have to worry about, you know, extreme death or anything. It's going to knock out a lot of power. It's going to sully a lot of water systems. So I see clean water being a huge issue. But aside from that, our weird weather, you guys, is in part due to the reasons that we stated, obviously, with the globe warming up. The other side of that coin is that we're dinking around with the freaking ionosphere. You know, we've got this really odd idea as human beings that we can somehow manipulate the ionosphere of the Earth and open up all kinds of vortex and wormholes and all kinds of other stuff that our off-world friends do. Now, if you're like, what the heck are you even talking about? Let me back up. The ionosphere around the globe. I want you to picture a big old fishnet goes right around the globe. And through the fishnet, it's way up high in the sky, like pie. Oh, sorry, guys, I'm having a weird day today. Very large fishnet that is actually full of electromagnetic energy. The ionosphere is what protects the Earth from solar flares and I call all kinds of other weirdo things. There's lots of things. There's the troposphere, the magnetosphere. There's many things that protects the planet. The ionosphere, I want you to think of it like you've got a basketball hoop And the backboard of the basketball hoop is where you bounce the basketball off so it goes through the middle of the hoop. The ionosphere is the backboard to all of our communications on Earth. We bounce signals from the surface of the Earth onto the ionosphere and down around the curvature of the Earth so that we can make phone calls to, you know, France and stuff. So we use the ionosphere as a really large reflective surface from which to bounce electromagnetic signals, okay? Now, when we have solar flares, the ionosphere, which is a reflective surface, but also more like a great big fishnet, gets a bunch of electricity running through it. So I want you to picture a fishnet with all this stuff just running all through it. And when I try to bounce my cell phone signal off the ionosphere to clear the curvature of the Earth, it is disturbed with the electricity from the solar flare. Okay, it's actually electromagnetic energy is what it's disturbed by, rather than electricity. So anyway, this ionosphere is kind of important, and it has a lot to do with our communication. It also has a lot to do with weather, because electromagnetic currents way high up there, way, way, way up there in the stratosphere, above the stratosphere, have a lot to do with the convection of the Earth and the current system for our wind and our heat and all kinds of stuff. So you would think we would leave well enough alone with this ionosphere up there. But for some reason, we're seeming to need to augment it. And what that means is we've got these arrays all over the Earth, and not just us, other countries have them as well. And they're most often posted towards the North Pole and the South Pole. There's a bunch of them down in Antarctica. And we've, of course, got a bunch of them up in Alaska. The most famous of these arrays, they're planar arrays, and that is a grouping of radio telescopes and a grouping of antenna, okay? A planar array is many telescopes or actually radar dishes or any sort of grouping of anything that works as one unit. So there's a planar array of antenna up in Alaska, and it's called the HARP array. And I don't remember what HARP stands for, but it's basically they shoot really, really high frequency sound into the plasma of the ionosphere to see what will happen. Because that's a good idea. Let's take the charged electromagnetic net around the Earth that protects us, not only from solar flares and other things, however, we use it as the reflective surface for our communication. Let's take that and shoot really high frequencies of sound into it, into the plasma that makes the net. Just to see what it'll do, because that's a good idea. Well, here's what happens when you do that. When you shoot all that high-frequency sound into plasma, it displaces matter, which changes the shape of the net. So you might have big diamond patterns, and all of a sudden you have hexagonal patterns. Well, the shape of the net affects the convection currents of the Earth. So the HARP array and the many, many other arrays all over the flipping planet as it's shooting high frequency sound into this plasma that makes up the net around the Earth and the ionosphere is contributing to making weird weather because it's contributing to changing the weather patterns. Now, a lot of people, conspiratists, whatnot, they think that the government is actually using this HARP array to attempt to control weather patterns. And we've done this. We've done this before. The government is actually, our United States government, has actually used weather in war and augmentation of weather in war. In the Vietnam War, in fact, we had gotten enough of our head around physics that we could seed clouds. And we talk about cloud seeding all the time. If you want to seed clouds to make it rain or seed clouds to make them dissolve, that's very common now. Well, back then, it wasn't so common. And of course, we were getting our keisters kicked in Vietnam. And the only way that we stood a chance is if something like a natural disaster would have befallen the enemy. So we seeded the clouds and we caused it to rain for 45 days straight. And it washed out all the enemy roads and it washed everything away. And there came after that some big, I don't know, Geneva Convention thing that says you cannot mess with the weather if you're in a war with somebody because that's just rude. So somewhere along the line, we got some information that came there. But of course, we're still thinking with stuff like that. A lot of people believe that the reason that the HARP arrays are in place around the world, and they're not all called HARP, but these arrays are in place around the world, is to augment weather. I actually got a chance to psychically look into this to see what the heck we were doing, shooting high-frequency sound into plasma around the Earth, because we don't understand the plasma in the ionosphere at all. We have no idea really how it works, how it gets there, how it stays there, why it doesn't explode. We don't know. The one thing we do know is that the ionosphere is an enormous electromagnetic net around the world. And we know from our off-world friends, from our ET friends, our alien friends, that the world governments have dealt with for many, 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 many years, that they use electromagnetic runways and electromagnetic vortex points to jump from one quadrant of the galaxy to the other. And of course, the Earth is ripe with these electromagnetic jump points because of our obviously rad dog ionosphere. And of course, the fact that the Earth is covered in salt water and is a giant spinning electromagnet. So we are just one great big LAX for off-world activity. So you have all these governments that are thinking, God, if I can just figure out how to open a wormhole in the ionosphere, then I can jump. I can basically beam like Star Trek from the middle of the Ukraine down to South Africa, because I can open a portal in one area and control a portal in another area. I can open two vortex and jump points and immediately get anywhere in the world without fossil fuels. And I can just fold space and go right through, just like our wonderful off-world friends do. Yeah. Problem with this is that our off-world friends have technology we do not. And they have a command over this technology that we do not. And they don't noodle with our timeline. So when we have asked them for this technology, how to jump through wormholes and this and that, they've given it to us to a point. And we turn it into other things. We turn it into sonic weapons. We turn it into this ultrasonic sonar right now that is killing millions of fish and thousands of dolphin and whales. I mean, we are not the best stewards of fabulous technology, you guys, human beings, for the most part. Many people are. A few in power are not. So it gives the rest of us a really stupid name. In the name of talking about weather, when you mess with the ionosphere, you mess with the weather. When you mess with the global patterns of heat, you mess with the weather. Some of this is natural. Most of it is sped along with our hubris. So here we have this crazy, crazy weather, and it's just going to keep getting weirder. But here's the other side of the coin on all this, you guys, because nothing in spiritual physics is wasted. Nothing. This is not a big talk about, oh my God, our government's ruining our ionosphere, and the hurricane's going to eat Florida, and oh my God, I'm going to eat worms. That's not what this is about tonight. What this is about is the spiritual physics behind polarization, okay? Excuse me, what does that mean? Well, the weather. The weather, you guys, what do we talk about? Us, man versus Mother Nature. What unites mankind more than anything else? Tragedy. When do human beings pull our head out of our proverbial keisters for 5 seconds to realize that someone else needs our help? When we are in our most duress. I mean, you think about this, Hurricane Katrina. Initially, before everybody got their keisters in a bunch about who's got what property and who's got what water and who's got what resources, that really united that part of the country. Whenever we have horrible disasters, we put aside our own whatever, our own personal dramas, our petty stuff in our life, and we reach out to our neighbors. Now, I want you to think about something. The Earth is a biosphere. We are part of that biosphere. We're like little cells, okay, in a body. And if the cells go south, that causes the body to suffer. The cells are not separate from the body. We are not separate from the Earth. There's a lot of duress on the Earth right now. You might have noticed if you turned on the news, there's a lot of crap hitting the fan all over the world. When you see this happen, know this. This polarization is happening within us. We are unhappy. We are part of the biosphere. Not only are we shooting high-frequency sound into the ionosphere, which affects weather patterns, not only is the Earth going through a natural cycle of warming that we have completely sped up into ridiculousness, and that affects weather, but our attitudes, our energy, our thought processes, everything that we are affects everything we live upon. It affects the weather. I hate to tell you guys, you know, if we live in nothing but turmoil, that turmoil is energy. That energy goes up into the ethers. Energy moves matter. Weather patterns are matter. There's no difference from high frequency sound waves rattling the plasma way up there in the ionosphere that would cause a difference in the convection currents than the collective consciousness of the human beings on the earth getting so soured by this or by that, that from the ground up, the resonation is changing the convection currents. So we have a lot that's going on right now to change the weather. And this is the truth. So one of the things that we can do to affect the weather better is, first of all, let's get our consciousness in a better place. And there may be some of you listening, I can hear you actually out there going, well, how can we get it into a better place? You sound like Debbie Downer with the doom of the giant megastorm and the ionosphere is getting beamed with weird sound and there's off-worlders all over the place. And really, come on, you guys. Our job is in the face of whatever things look like, our job is to maintain as reasonable outlook as we possibly can and reach out to people and think outside of ourselves and be outside of ourselves as much as possible. When we do that, the whole is better. And that's really the only thing we can do to affect the weather at this point. We have already pushed enough plasma and we're not stopping doing it. That HAARP array rolls all the time up there, as well as the other arrays around the world, because every country is trying to open up a wormhole so they can have the military point to jump from country A to country B. So everybody's pushing to do this. God. When you're thinking about weather patterns, think about what weather is an analogy for. What's wrong with your sister? She's really crabby today. Oh, she's got storms in her head. You know, what's wrong with your mom? She seems really sad. Oh, she's got rain in her soul. I mean, we use weather as analogies for human emotion. You know why? Because human emotion affects everything. It affects the quality of everything. And I know we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that we can actually put out emotional pollution that affects the weather. That is so weird sounding. It sounds stupid even saying it, but it's true, you guys. I mean, somebody needs to start talking about this, because if we don't, then we're all like dragging around like, you know, Eeyore the Great. Oh, my life. And if we never get a handle on this, we are literally polluting the ethers with massive amounts of emotional yuck. And it's not to say that we have to be happy and shiny every day, because that's not going to happen. We are human beings and we are entitled to the lesson of introspection and depression and all kinds of other things. But attitude, you guys, attitude. We have 1,000,000% control over our attitude. What we choose to expel into the ethers, 1,000,000% control over that. We control that. Someone else does not control my attitude. My pretend, I had a great childhood. So my pretend terrible childhood doesn't control my attitude. The parents I'm still angry at does not control my attitude. My boss at work, who I'm just peeved off at, does not control my attitude. The record deal that just won't come to me because I've worked so hard as a musician. And I say that for being a musician. Nobody controls that attitude but you. And we are getting to a point in spiritual physics with the earth and with how tied in we are with one another and how much we affect everything around us. We're getting to the point where, you guys, individual attitude matters massively. Oh my God, look at how viral the dump the ice bucket on your head for ALS thing went in a few days. This is a description and an allusion with A, not an I, an allusion to how quickly we are interfacing with one another and changing each other's attitudes. We don't have the luxury of moping every single day because we don't have the Maserati, or moping every single day because we don't have the massively awesome job. We can knock yourself out. The only person whose quality of life is going to suffer there is yours, if that's your attitude, and maybe your family's, because that's the ultimate Debbie Downer to be around. However, you guys, we owe it to each other to try to adopt a better outlook. I'm not saying you got to do this all the time. You don't have to be perfect, but we owe it to one another to adopt a better outlook. If I am going around polluting the ethers with my cruddy attitude day in and day out, and my immature soul is waiting for somebody to fly in and make me feel better, okay, somewhere in the world, somebody's going to fly in and pat my popo and make me feel better, because that's what we all want as a human being. We all want somebody to walk in with $1 million and a pizza and say, you're queen of the world for the day. Well, thank you for that, because we're all inside about 3 years old, okay? We all want a pony and a Super Bowl. When we don't get that, we pout. And we just don't have time to pout, because we're polluting our spiritual resonance, our ethers, and on top of all this other stuff we're doing, it's affecting the weather, people. It's affecting your weather. I'm sorry. I don't care. Go ahead and blog about what a nutcrack I am. I really don't care, because it's the truth. Our resonance affects the earth, and matter is pushed by vibration, which is why we're shooting high frequency sound into the ionosphere. We're pushing matter with vibration. Our attitude is a vibration. You ever walk into a room and there's that one person in your office or your workplace who just sucks the life out of anyone they talk to, and they suck the air out of the room when they walk in? You know why that's happening? Because there's an actual energy suck happening. That's why you know what I'm talking about, because you've experienced it. Matter is real, and we can affect other people that way. We can be that person who sucks the air out of the room if we don't get our head on. And again, you guys, of course, it's okay to, you know, go on and have your moments and have your ups and have your downs and whatever. This is okay. But you have to keep that in check, because our weather is going to get more severe. And I don't think it takes a psychic to tell you that. I think if you read the news, if you stay up on any kind of climate augmentation, you're going to recognize that we're going to have some difficulties with weather. All right. So why not do what we can to try and actually augment and offset that weather, you guys? Why not? I'll tell you what, second half of the show, we're going to be talking about angels. What are they? Who are they? What do they have to say to you? I'm Danielle Agnew, psychic medium. You are listening to Sight Unseen on mtradio.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Soul Sync Bodywork in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Bodywork for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at DanielleAgnew-advisor.com.
At Renville Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, DigitalMarketing.com.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years, and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew back with you on Sight Unseen on this wonderful Wednesday. Coming to you live at mtradio.net in the Big Sky Country, Billings specifically, my hometown. I love it. I love it. Well, this show we are talking a lot about weather and we're talking about angels. And this segment of the show, we're going to be discussing what are your angels? I get this question all the time. A large portion of my work is with angelic entities. I translate for them. I do a lot with them as far as passing on different information from them to clients and really just interfacing with them, especially with demonic life and ridding things of the houses of yuckiness and whatnot. And one of the biggest questions that I get, I mean a lot, in fact, is what is an angel and do they have any names? And well, yeah, of course they have names, but a lot of times they don't tell me their names because for them to do that means that we personify our relationship with them and they don't want us to do that. They just don't want us to do that. They actually, what they want us to do is connect with our source. Okay. All roads to God are good. However you want to look at it, it's connecting with source. That's what they want us to do. So here's the down low on angels. Some of the questions I've gotten, okay, for angels. One of them is, what are they? Well, I'll tell you guys, they're not people, okay? Angels are not people. We do not die and become an angel. I know that's kind of a bummer if you think of your grandma as like your guardian angel or something like that. But we do not die and become an angel. Angels are completely separate entities spiritually. They're very powerful. They are awesome. They're like a nuclear reactor that handles all thing time frame. They handle timelines. They handle multi-dimensions. They are the biggest multitaskers that I possibly could ever imagine. They're huge, as a matter of fact. So here's something important to know about angels. When we pass away, we stay intact as a spirit. Okay. We can become a spirit guide for someone. And it's totally cool if you think of your grandma as your guardian angel or whatnot. That's awesome. However, angels are made to multitask. And it's my work, it's my observation with them anyway, that when they are multitasking, they can be pretty cut and dried. You know, angels aren't people, you guys. They do not have the emotionality that people do. And they're very emotional. They're very passionate, but it's a different kind of emotionality. They're not actually learning the kind of lessons that we're learning. They're doing something totally different. Human beings have a need to learn through contrast. I need to become the meanest, most rotten person ever so I can realize that I'm actually enjoying kindness more. Or I have to eat 60,000 pounds of donuts and gain 1,000,000 pounds before I really realize I prefer being thin. Human beings learn through contrast. That is a human trait, okay? It is not an angelic trait. It is not an off-worlder trait. It's not a trait of many, many other species. That's an us trait. That's our thing. So, with that knowledge, your angels were here long before human beings were even a glint in the eye of creation, okay? Angels have been around way a long time. And I'm going to reference the Bible because I come from a Christian background, but you can actually find angels in the Quran. You can find them in all kinds of teachings from many different world religions. So I'm going to access the Bible because I happen to have a background in that area and I don't want to talk out my left keister cheek. Okay. So when we're talking about angels here, they are the original as documented in the Judeo-Christian Bible as the original sons of God. Okay. Sons of God. And so they were hanging with God for a long time before mankind came. And as they were hanging out, as a race, they're very old. And so they don't really have the need to learn in the same way we do. They don't need to learn through contrast. They don't need to learn through pain. They don't need to learn through rebellion. That's really more of a human thing. That's a mammal thing, actually. They're not a mammal. So they're not going to have our same biological imperatives or instincts to behave that way. The other thing about angels is that they're not going to respond in a situation how you and I would respond. And this is fascinating when you're dealing with an angel as a guide for a person. Okay. And we all have them, you guys. Every human being alive has angels that are assigned to them. And it's kind of like herding cats. I've determined that human beings put so many kinks into the timeline that it's easier for creation, if we're not throwing as much chaos as possible into the timelines, it's somewhat easier to manage to minimize the chaos. So everybody has angels that are assigned to them. According to your personality, these are the angels that walk with you life after life. It's like a NASCAR pit crew. They're not going to change you out every single race. You're going to have the pit crew that follows the car, that knows how the car works. And it's important to note that our angels actually think that we are fascinating. And we might live this 90-year life cycle and think it takes forever. To them, that's like 2 minutes. So they keep kind of looking down. A 10-minute cycle for them is maybe 7 or 8 of our lives because of the types of timelines that they deal with. They deal with dimensions. They deal with, they not only assist us, they assist off-worlders. The Pleiadians, for instance, get mistaken for angels. Pleiadians from the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, the Pleiades star system. That is a big, very ancient race. They're tall and blue, and they don't even have bodies. They glow. People mistake them for angels when they see them because they're glowy light beings. You know, so they're like, oh, it must be an angel. Actually, it's something from the Pleiades. But the angels and the Pleiadians will kind of get together and talk about all kinds of things because they don't have the same sort of soul lessons that we do. But I'm going to leave out how angels interact with the rest of God's creation because that gets just stupid and we don't have a time for that today. As far as angels and us go, we have this identity of angels that they're here like hand servants, like they're here to wait on his hand and foot. And that cracks me up because we are literally way down their bullet point list of things they have to do that day. And they're dealing with us, but they're also dealing with all this other stuff. And it cracks me up when I see this because I'm talking to these angels and they're cool, but they're just like, hey, whatever. You know, they don't have ego assigned to things like we do. And one of the most fun is to watch how they deal with what we consider morality. This is great. This is going to probably ruffle some feathers. I'm sorry. It is what it is. Angels don't have the need to assign moral value because to them, we are learning, period. We are learning positively or we are learning negatively. To them, that's just a big fat win because their job is to make sure that whatever it is we're learning, we are learning it thoroughly. And I've actually been in session with people with these angels who do not assign this value of, well, if you're sleeping with more than one person, you're bad. That's a human thing. Or if you're sleeping with a same-sex person, you're bad. They could care less about that. So I'll have a client say, do my angels think that I'm a terrible person because I had an affair with this other guy and my husband is blah? And they have nothing to say on that. They said, well, you learned the lesson of blah, blah, blah. You know, they're not sitting there going, yes, I think you're a terrible person. We do that to ourselves. Now, this makes a lot of people mad because we love the idea of a God who punishes. Isn't that sick? We love that idea. God's supposed to punish people who aren't just like me. Yeah, you got to belong to the social club that God doesn't punish. That's right. That's not how it works. But there's a lot of money attached to that ideology in all sorts of religions around the world. So we, you know, God forbid we disturb that one. But angels are not here to be this angry, vengeful God's weapon of horrific justice. First of all, I haven't had coffee with God, so I don't know, but it's my observation when I deal with these angels and when I get to see glimpses of this entity that created everything, that I don't believe, you guys, that God is nearly as petty as we are. I think that's a human thing. So thank God. Thank it. Whatever it is. Angels are not here to make us do anything. And this is also tough for people to get their brain around because they're like, well, is my guardian angel supposed to protect me? Well, kind of, sort of. They're mostly just supposed to make sure that you are learning as much as you can for whatever choice you make at that moment. And they do kind of dive in there if you're way off the timeline and are going to spin off the side of the road or something. Once in a while, they'll get in there and kind of whack the puck back into the middle of the ring. But that's pretty unusual. And they have to wait for us to ask for assistance. That's the truth. Angels are bound by free will. So I've had people sit down in a chair across from me and say, can you tell me what my angels want me to know? And I'll have to say, well, they don't really have any, they have no agenda. So they don't want anything for you. Is there anything you need to know? Well, surely they have something they need to tell me. I said, no, the human ego assigns value to, well, something. God must be speaking to me. These angels need to talk to me, right? No, you want to talk to them, and that's okay. So what do you need to know? You know, as soon as we get ourselves in a position where we understand that the other spiritual life around us is here to help us, is here to try to help us be enlightened, is here to assist us, yet it's not going to think for you guys. Angels aren't going to get in there and make your life something it's not. We have to do that. They will highly encourage us to make good choices because they are all about efficiency, and good choices net a shorter path between A and B, okay? So actually, angels, before we personified them as these fluffy, puffy things that just basically had nothing to do except for serve our life path, were actually more like God's original special forces. And if you read any ancient text that talks about these big angelic creatures coming down, and to pick on the Bible, read it. Because God, you know, somebody's always saying in there, God is sending you an angel of the Lord for help. Do not anger it. Do not argue with it. Do not make it oppositional. Do what it says and move on. And the reason it says that is because angelic life is all about efficiency. And if we want to noodle and dink off and challenge it or whatever, its response is to write the timeline. And, you know, if that means kind of scooping you to the side so that the shortest point between A and B is achieved, that's what it's going to do, because they have a completely different purpose than we have. And they certainly don't struggle with all the things we struggle with. So yes, your angels have compassion. Yes, they have love. Yes, they are insanely brilliant creatures, but they're not, you guys are not Roma Downey. Okay. They're not, you know, God loves you. God wants you to know that it's okay that you fell face first off a building and broke your face and killed 6 children on the way down, but God loves you. Okay, well, yes, they want you to know God loves you, but really, if you wish to, I've actually sat across from angels and I've had clients who've gotten crazy in their head and said, is there a God, and F God, and if God wanted, you know, if there was a God, I wouldn't be going through, what do my angels have to say with that? And nothing. They have absolutely nothing to say. They're like, well, rock on. You are learning the lesson of separation from source. Congratulations. You know, so we have to remember when we're dealing with our angelic life, they're not people. They don't think like we do. They are mighty fierce, and we've turned them into these little cherub poofy things. And they are actually kind of cool, and they do have our best interest at heart. But when we're dealing with our angels, they'll never make it all perfect. They're not cake frosters, you guys. They're not fluffers. They're not going to make it all better for you. Okay. So, I mean, you have to do your own work, and your angels will help you do your own work. And they are crazy efficient, and they, honest to God, would love to see you succeed. Yet if you choose not to succeed, they will encourage that. They'll say, okay, great, you are choosing struggle. Right on for that soul lesson of struggle. They'd rather you don't, but they don't have any, if it's not dinking things up. We have this, okay, let me back this up. We have this idea that all of creation is working hard so we don't make mistakes. And that's not true. We're allowed to make mistakes. We should be working hard not to make those mistakes. The rest of creation is just existing. We are existing with it. If we choose lessons that are difficult, that is valid. I never suggest that because it sucks, but it is valid. So, you know, a lot of times angels will represent as something beautiful because that's how we see them. That's how we see them. And they have no desire to scare us. So they will literally represent as something beautiful. And they are really cool looking. They're huge and bright and kind of scary, actually, but they're cool. So when you're dealing with angels and what they are and who they are, know that you have, think of them as like the big brother who is the wicked, cool Marine, but the one who wasn't like insane, the really cool one, who would protect you at any cost, who would tough love the dickens out of you, but who would also have a huge tickle fight with you and probably buy you really cool swag and loved you like no other, but really wasn't going to feel too sorry for you if you did something goofy. They weren't going to be mean to you, but they were going to be like, well, what were you expecting? That's kind of what happens when you do that. That's more the personality of these entities rather than these, you know, I'm going to dive in and save you and no, it's okay. And There's so much love to be had. And there is a lot of love. And they do talk a lot about love, but they also talk about love as a choice and love as a primary design. And why? And they'll ask me all the time. They'll say, why? Why do people not choose their primary design? Because they are baffled by our choices. They don't get why we would buck a primary operating system in ourself. They don't get it. But they don't judge us. They're like, wow, that's an interesting choice. Whoa. You know, because for them, separation from source is, that's just, they don't even have a concept of that. They are, they're part of all. And they see us as part of their all. They don't have separation consciousness like we do. So anyway, this is a little bit about angels. There's a lot of different schools of thought on angels. You can read Doreen Virtue. She gets really into the love aspect of angels and how they talk about love and earth angels. She talks about earth angels, which is a concept that's kind of lost on me a little bit. But I guess supposedly some people are angels incarnate walking the earth. I don't know, whatever on that one. But, you know, I think that we get angels. There's so much out there about them. Did you guys know that there's more unified material on fairies than there are about angels? It's true. I can read more same facts about fairies across many different authors than I can about angels, which is weird, considering that so many religions across the world reference angels and reference them in the exact same way. These big, powerful, kind of no-nonsense, kind of get your poo in a group and move on, people. I got other things I got to do. It's not that our angels don't love us, you guys. It's just that as soon as we realize that we don't need as much help as we think we need, we're going to be doing really well. And that's what the whole rant is about. And it's not a rant, but this whole little snippet on angels, we don't need as much help as we think we need. We just think we need it. That's why we're in a flesh suit down here experiencing being human, because we think we need all this help to grow. Okay. And we can grow at any exponential pace we want. And we can make it hard and we can make it easy. You can change your life right this second with a decision to just not participate with the chaos in your life. And your angels will support you and do a cartwheel, because that's going to make your success between the points of A and B shorter. And they're all about efficiency. Or you can continue to revisit lessons over and over again. And your angels are not allowed to save you from those lessons. Nobody's allowed to save anyone from themselves. That is a violation of the free will law. Okay? We can try to help our friends out. But nobody is allowed to save anyone from themselves. So, you know, we're going to open this section of the show up here to psychic questions. If anybody wants to call, you absolutely can. If you want to know what your angels are thinking about, or you want to know what they can help you with, give me a call. That's area code 406-545-4496. Again, 406-545-4496. If you have a psychic question about where you're going in life, if you have curiosities about crossroads or anything at all, give me a call. And we'll look into your angels. And they always have wonderful information for you guys. And they always deliver it in a way that is hearable. Not a word, but I just made it into one just now. It's hearable information. They are not interested in us being able to not enact our lessons. That's not of interest to them. You know, one of the things about angels that is interesting is that even if we get into opposition with them, with God, with ourselves, with whatever, they'll just be patient and hang out. I have literally watched people's angels have, if for a lack of a better way to put this, it's energetic, but I'll give you an analogy. Armloads full of gifts that they want to pass on to somebody, but the person has receiving issues and they won't receive these gifts. And these poor angels, so to speak, their arms are wearing out, so to speak. And they're just dying, saying, you know, I would love to be able to give these opportunities to you. But when we won't accept something, you guys, angels can't make us do it. When we shake our fist at the universe and say, this is something that, you know, God needs to prove to me that God's there. Well, actually, creation doesn't need to prove anything to anybody. And your angels have no interest at all in attempting to prove their existence, because to them, it doesn't matter if you believe in them or not. They are here to assist. You know, it's like having a secretary, but they're not our secretary. It's like having a secretary that you pay for, yet at the same time, you never use. So, you know, and again, our secretaries, you know, to say that angels are a secretary is not exactly accurate. But to challenge and go into opposition with these entities is just not advised. It's not advised because they're not going to, you guys are not people. People respond to challenges. Angels don't. They don't respond at all. They're just like, okay, well, whatever. You want to go ahead and have nothing, that's fine. So if you want to know what your angels are thinking, you want to know what they have for you, and they will answer you if you ask them a question, but you've got to ask them a question, you guys. So don't go in and say, what do my angels want to tell me? Because they don't have any agenda to want to tell you anything. That number is 406-545-4496. Again, the mtradio.net studio call-in number is 406-545-4496. Feel free to give a call and ask a question. We're going to be rolling into the soul very soon here. That is the show, of course, with myself, the psychic, and my co-host, Roy Pack, who is the psych major. And we have all kinds of cool things to discuss this next upcoming show. And it's fun because Roy is actually pretty intuitive. He doesn't like to go by that title, but he's pretty darn intuitive. So we have a good time knocking some concepts around. And I've really enjoyed actually receiving your emails that you guys have been sending along and your questions on Facebook and your comments on Facebook about Sight Unseen and what you've been enjoying about the show. And I appreciate that very much. You guys can always find me on Facebook at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. You can find me on Twitter under Danielle Agnew. You can contact me at my website. It's just contact at danielleagnew-advisor.com. If you go to danielleagnew.com, you're actually going to run into my entertainment website, which is fine. You can listen to a lot of my music there. But if you're looking for spiritual information, that's danielleagnew-advisor.com. And for those who are looking for something to do and you're in the Montana area, this Friday, which is the 26th, I will be playing a show at Yellowstone Cellars Winery. I'm really looking forward to that. You guys may not know this, but there's a call. Awesome. I think we got time for this call. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from? You're on the air on Sight Unseen with Danielle Agnew.
Yes, good evening. This is Brian. I'm calling from Michigan.
Brian, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I actually just wanted to go back to the topic of weather and share a technique that I've used, because here in Michigan, over the past year, we have just been pummeled with weather over the winter and over the summer. And one of the things that I like to do is, you know, the weather models and the weather on TV and such has gotten very good at knowing when severe weather is approaching. So what I like to do and what I encourage people to do is send calmness to that and be calm about it. And over the past few months, we've seen them predict very severe weather, and we've had bouts of it in Michigan here. In fact, in August, we had three counties declared disaster areas due to massive flooding.
Wow.
And things of that nature. Oh, yes, it was terrible. The disposal companies, things, people lost quite a bit, and you know, they had trouble keeping up with just trying to get everything cleared. But then after that, later in August, we also had other severe weather predicted. So, you know, I told people send calmness to it, and I send calmness to it, and much of the severe weather failed to materialize. So I would encourage people that's it's a really good technique just to calm yourself and then send calmness when you see that severe weather, and it does help.
Brian, that is fantastic advice for the listeners. Thank you so much for that, because people aren't sure what they can do. You know, how do I affect the weather positively? So to recap what Brian said, check out the Doppler, check out the weather. When you see it coming, just send calm. Send love, send calm to that weather. And we're going to be sending some calm to you out in Michigan, Brian. That is some nasty, nasty news about your weather patterns out there.
Well, this past winter was actually the worst winter that we had. We actually beat the records that had been in place since the 1880 to 1881 winter season. We surpassed the snow totals and the cold.
Oh, man.
In the same season. It was rather brutal, so we're hoping that we don't have a repeat of that.
Well, I hope you don't either. We here in Montana had the same thing. It was a record winter. It was nasty. It was crazy. Thank you so much for calling, Brian. You have a wonderful rest of your night and a wonderful rest of your week.
Great. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love calls like that. Thank you, Brian. See, now that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how do you transcend weather? Send it calm. Just send it calm. When you know it's coming, send it calm. Little bitty things, you guys. Something small in the self can change an entire weather pattern. And that Doppler is watching an oncoming storm that's going to eat an area. And it's magnificent to see in real time the energetic collective dissolve that fury of a storm. And it really shows you how much power the human consciousness has with one another. So you guys, as we're wrapping here again, coming up next is The Soul with myself and my fabulous co-host, Roy Pack. And we're going to be discussing all kinds of things that are fabulous coming up next. Don't forget, if you were in the Billings, Montana area, to go ahead and swing down to the Yellowstone Cellars Winery out on the West End. I'm going to be playing a show out there from 7 until 9 p.m. This Friday, as a matter of fact. And my other job is music, and I really enjoy it. So come and hang out, you guys. I mean, just hang out and send good vibes, and we can all send good vibes to the weather together collectively from the winery, because there's nothing says good vibes like weather and wine together. I mean, that's just most outstanding. Also, I did want to announce that for those of you that are in the Billings, Montana area, if you get on to barjansbooks.com, that is the spiritual center for, well, their store. They don't call themselves a spiritual center. I do. The spiritual center in the area, they have some amazing events coming up that have to do with consciousness and have to do with the augmentation in perceptions. So even if you're not in this area, they do a lot of different facilitating for authors and whatnot through there, which is really, really, really helpful. And we have got time, like maybe a minute and a half, I'm guessing at this point, for if there is a question, I got time for a quickie if you do. That's 406-545-4496, 406-545-4496. You got a question that I can answer in under 30 seconds, I'd love to hear from you, because that would be awesome. We could do the quickie on the way out. That's terrible to say. Good God. That's an ill taste, people. Anyway, you guys, I want to thank you for listening. Catch us, of course, every Wednesday here on mtradio.net. We talk about all kinds of things, world mysteries. Next week, we're going to be delving into some world mysteries that have yet to be uncovered, that have to deal with all sorts of things. We're talking why there are structures under the water outside of the oceans. Who put them there and why? And why aren't we talking about it? And why does the government know they're there and have taken core samples from the different rocks but not talked about what they found? This is really interesting stuff, man. I think it is. So we're going to talk about structures under the water next week. We're also going to be delving into purpose. What is your purpose and why? And what does purpose mean? Because that's kind of important. What is your purpose? Actually, your purpose is going to change several times during your life, so don't freak out about it. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. Guys, again, thank you for tuning in on Sight Unseen here on mtradio.net. Every Wednesday from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. Mountain Time. You can catch me talking about everything. Coming at you next is myself and my co-host Roy Pack on The Soul. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.